Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Rise of the Reader by Nick Hutcheson focuses on a practical, habit-driven approach to becoming a more consistent and effective reader. Rather than treating reading as a hobby you either have time for or you do not, the book frames it as a skill you can design into your life through clear systems, small routines, and intentional choices about what to read next. It addresses common obstacles like distraction, slow progress, and starting books you never finish, while also pushing beyond the act of reading itself to the part many people struggle with most, using what you learn. The promise is not just to consume more pages, but to turn reading into real outcomes such as better decisions, stronger thinking, and measurable personal growth. With an emphasis on strategy, motivation, and application, the book positions reading as a daily advantage, especially for busy people who want continuous learning without feeling overwhelmed or guilty about unfinished stacks. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, designing a reading habit that actually sticks. A central theme is that consistent reading is less about willpower and more about structure. The book emphasizes building a reading habit the same way you would build any repeatable behavior, by choosing clear cues, making the action easy to start, and attaching it to routines you already perform. Instead of aiming for ambitious goals that collapse under a busy schedule, the approach favors small daily targets that create momentum. This includes selecting specific times and places to read, removing friction such as not knowing what to read next, and keeping a book or e-reader readily accessible. The habit is reinforced by tracking progress in a simple way, celebrating consistency, and treating missed days as normal rather than as failure. Another key point is redefining what counts as reading success. Finishing more books can be motivating, but the deeper objective is regular engagement with ideas. By making reading a default option in otherwise wasted moments, the reader gradually shifts identity from someone who wants to read to someone who reads. Secondly, choosing books with intent and avoiding the overwhelm trap. The book highlights that the easiest way to derail a reading habit is to constantly second-guess your book choices or to build an unrealistic list that creates pressure. A strategic reading life starts with clarifying why you read. Some books are for skill building, some for perspective, and some simply for enjoyment and recovery. By matching the book to the purpose, the reader reduces guilt and increases follow-through. The discussion encourages curating a personal reading pipeline that is not endless but intentional, using tools like shortlists, seasonal themes, and priority categories. Another practical idea is to permit yourself to quit books that are not serving you. Finishing every book can become a productivity trap that wastes time and drains motivation. Learning to pause, skim, or stop can protect your attention for higher value reading. The book also points to balancing difficulty and accessibility. Too many dense titles can stall progress, while too many light reads may limit growth. An intentional mix supports both consistency and development. Thirdly, reading with focus in a distracted world. A major challenge for modern readers is not the lack of books, but the abundance of distractions. The book addresses focus as a trainable skill and presents reading as a counterweight to fragmented attention. It encourages setting up an environment that supports deep reading, reducing phone proximity, choosing a comfortable spot, and deciding in advance how long you will read. Time boxing becomes a simple method to begin because a clear endpoint lowers resistance. The book also promotes active engagement to fight mind wandering. Techniques may include previewing a chapter, asking what problem the author is trying to solve, and pausing to restate key points in your own words. When comprehension drops, the recommendation is to slow down rather than to push forward on autopilot. Another angle is managing energy. Reading is easier when paired with the right time of day and the right format, such as print versus audio, depending on your context. By treating attention as a limited resource and designing around it, readers can finish more and retain more. Fourthly, taking notes and capturing insights. Without killing the joy, many people either highlight everything or take no notes at all, and both approaches can limit long-term value. The book emphasizes lightweight systems that preserve enjoyment while capturing insights worth revisiting. The core idea is selective capture: mark only what resonates, surprises you, or feels applicable to a real situation. The book encourages simple categories for notes, such as key ideas, action steps, and questions to explore later. By keeping note-taking friction low, the reader is more likely to maintain the habit across many books. Another important point is separating capture from organization. You do not need a perfect database while you read. You need a consistent place to store highlights and a quick method to summarize the main takeaways after finishing a chapter or the entire book. This can be done with short summaries, bullet points, or a few sentences that explain what you learned and why it matters. The system is meant to serve your thinking, not replace it, and the best notes are the ones you can find and use later. Lastly, applying what you learn through action, review, and teaching, The book pushes beyond consumption to implementation, arguing that reading becomes transformative only when ideas change behavior. A recurring strategy is to convert insights into experiments. Instead of trying to adopt an entire philosophy at once, the reader chooses one small practice to test over a week or a month. This makes learning measurable and reduces the common pattern of feeling inspired but unchanged. The book also highlights the value of review. Without revisiting notes and takeaways, most information fades quickly. Simple weekly or monthly reviews help consolidate learning and surface patterns across multiple books. Another application tool is sharing what you learn. Teaching a concept to a friend, writing a short summary, or discussing a chapter forces clarity and reveals gaps in understanding. The emphasis is on building a feedback loop: read, extract, apply, reflect, and refine. Over time, the reader develops a personal library of tested ideas rather than a shelf of forgotten ones. This approach turns reading into a practical advantage in work, relationships, and personal development. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for busy professionals, students, entrepreneurs, and lifelong learners who want to read more consistently and turn reading into real outcomes. It is also a strong fit for people who feel stuck in a cycle of starting books, getting distracted, and forgetting what they read. The benefit is practical. Stronger habits mean steady exposure to better ideas, and a structured approach to capture and review helps those ideas stick. By emphasizing application, the book supports concrete improvements such as clearer thinking, better decision-making, and more intentional growth in areas you care about. Compared to many reading improvement titles that focus primarily on speed or generic motivation, this book stands out by treating reading as a full system, selecting the right books, protecting attention, taking usable notes, and translating insights into action. That end-to-end focus can save readers time and money because it reduces wasted reading and increases the return on every book finished. If you want reading to become a reliable personal advantage rather than an occasional ambition, this is a worthwhile buy. If you would like to support Nick Hutchison, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.